This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting from, well, Massachusetts of all places, friends, of all places. I mean, what are you doing there? We're in Cape Cod right now. We're getting ready to do an event in Ohio. And in the process of doing that, we are doing this stuff. We're going from state to state, practicing what we preach. Luke 19:10, and with that said, I wanted to let you know, before we jump into hour one here, there's 2 hours today, Central Standard Time's 2 to 4, obviously here, but we're on the East Coast, so it is 3 to 5, but I'm just reminding myself, by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, again, 1-866-582-9933, we are Comrax Stack Ready, so we can take your phone calls. Folks, what I want to do is I want to dedicate the first hour to Minnesota House votes to allow driver's licenses for immigrants in the country illegally. Now, I'm going to get to this in just a couple minutes, but I want to lay a bit of a premise for you. And I've said this over and over and over again. And as I say it, I'm trying to figure out what it's going to take for people to pay attention to what I'm trying to make you aware of. While you're being diverted to the southern border concerning the UN and their initiative to bring these illegals into the southern border, into the United States of America. And as you're being diverted from the responsible party, which would become the President of the United States of America, because he has the power to enforce immigration laws, which are federal code, by the way, 8 U.S. Code 1324. We'll get to that in a minute. But what you're getting caught up into is look at the Democrats are doing and look at the president's trying to do and the president can't do it and look at, again, the Democrats are doing. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, there has been state after state after state after state. Well, you're being diverted to the southern border that are actually handing off licenses to those of the illegals coming into the United States of America. So, and while you're caught up into the circus of politics, the right blaming the left and the left blaming the right, this is already happening. It has nothing to do with the borders at this point. Friends, it has everything in the world to do with representatives in the state of Minnesota now and several other states that are, again, alluring these illegals into the United States of America, saying it's time to give them license. And really what they're looking for, friends, and they have said it, in their confusion, they blurted the truth out that they wanted to and want to give them amnesty. But I'm here to tell you, friends, this is a direct contrast. There's an absolute confliction going on here between federal law, Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, and what these people are actually doing. So I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. And with that said, I'm going to give you some information to empower you to actually deal with the culprits. And I'm also going to bring you into a conversation that I've had with several attorneys over the last week, one being one that has been to the Supreme Court over and over and over again, who has never failed. He's won every single time he's been to the Supreme Court. And I'm going to give you the information he shared with me. And I also talked to a state senator just a couple days ago concerning what's happening in Minnesota and talking about who the responsible party is, because here's the resolve, America. Until you begin to take it to those that are conspiring, because it is a conspiracy, to those that are acting out in a treasonous fashion, Article 3, Section 3, concerning those that are implementing these unconstitutional bills, until you actually bring it to each and every single one of them, this is going to continue on, because they feel that they're demigods. They believe that they're above the law. And I'm going to show you, friends, according to the Constitution, they are not above the law. And it's about time we begin to lay it to the feet of the responsible party that are luring these illegals into the United States of America, acting as if they're liberating a people, when in fact they're alluring them in illegally into the United States of America, which should tell you a whole lot about who they are and what they stand for. And let me say this one more time before we hit this topic during the next segment, up and coming. If they had the support that they wanted to have, you believe that they had, then why do they need the illegals? I want to tell you why. Because they don't have the support. And I want to tell you something, friends, for those that are sitting back and doing nothing about this issue, you need to keep in mind, this, again, is that Saul Alinsky tactic to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. They're bringing these people in, friends, to the point where they're going to continuously stack them, where you're not going to be able to resist any longer. These people, these said representatives, they're felons is what they are, friends. And I'm about to show you that as well. But you need to understand, friends, that they are handing your country off over to a foreign people that need to rule. And if you want to talk about the exact specificities of the word of God in judgment, folks, I can bring you there in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, namely 28 verse 43, where they will be made the head and you will be made the tail. These said representatives in these states that are granting licenses to illegals, friends, you need to keep in mind that they are literally handing your country off to those that mean to conquer. Now, with that said, friends, I want to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I might spend the next segment on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. I want to get caught up on a couple things that we have to highlight concerning what's happening in the United States of America that, again, the CIA-controlled media would have you, completely overlook in every sense of the word. In Colorado, we have a sheriff on unconstitutional red flag bill. I'll go to jail before I'll violate somebody's constitutional rights. Now, that's a sheriff that understands the Constitution, and that's a sheriff that understands that he has more power than the federal government. Because if he had not known that, he would have never said anything like that. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, Ilhan Omar, friends, is under investigation over paying divorce lawyer with campaign funds, and it reaches an end. What's the conclusion? Go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com to get the review and the facts concerning the case. Muslim academic, ISIS represents Islam. We must discuss the honestly and take responsibility for what is happening in the world. Again, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going to the state of Washington, friends, Washington State Police Chief and Sheriff declare their constitutional duties to not infringe on rights of gun owners despite Attorney General's threats. Americans, where are you finding yourself that you're under the delusion that those that serve we the people, that swear to uphold the Constitution and its enumerated laws, have a right to violate the Constitution? And if they do violate the Constitution, how is it that you have been led to believe that they can act out during their tenure until they actually leave office before you lawfully deal with them? Article 2, Section 4, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, getting ready and set to go for an event in Canton, Ohio, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you have not heard of it yet, friends, it's time for you to jump on board. Go to Occupy2019.com, Occupy2019.com. I believe it's a packed house. I believe also the room rates are going up during the end of the week. Obviously, they want to sell them out, and if they don't, well, they're just going to sell them off to other people for a higher rate. With that, again, Occupy2019. Also wanted to let you know that if at any time you'd like to jump online, you can do that. We're set up on Comrex Stack. Out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts today, broadcasting live, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know, friends, you can jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. I don't use Twitter a lot. With that said, you can also jump over to our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, several hundred videos over there giving you the resolve if you're truly looking for it. But rest assured, friends, the resolve is going to go right back to the responsible party, and that is 325.7 million people in this country that need to act before their country is completely handed off to a foreign people that mean to take over, friends, and they're more than willing. And I want to tell you, friends, they are busy little bodies and busy little bees getting the job done, like it or not. You can, friends, again, call in 1-866-582-9933 at any time. We're set up on Comrex. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And just one more, in just a couple of moments here, friends, we're going to get over to Minnesota House votes to allow driver's license for immigrants in the country illegally. Now, keep in mind, the House passed it, the Senate yet has to yet pass it. And I don't put a whole lot of weight in those guys down there in the state of Minnesota. They're a bunch of pushovers. And keep in mind, friends, the best that you have today in government is the reason that you're in the position that you are. And as I say so often and so famously, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. We're going to get over to that in just a moment, and I want to show you exactly how they're selling this to the people. With that, again, let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlighting some of the articles that the CIA-controlled media means to withhold. They want to keep it out of sight, out of mind, and they want to continuously throw their propaganda on the American people, believing the lies that they themselves are guilty of promulgating. New Zealand door-to-door gun confiscation targets thousands. One man's already reported dead. He's already reported dead. See how that works, friends? The government disarms the people by force. Instead of arming the people after this alleged shooting that took place in New Zealand, instead of arming the people to protect themselves from criminal assailants, they disarm. And then if you don't disarm, then you see the face behind the mask, don't you? Yep. New Zealand's is completely mask off, friends. They are showing you exactly who they are and what it is that they mean to do, because they are, in fact, doing it even today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former police chief who wasn't jailed for robbing bank, just robbed another bank, and he got shot. Can you make this stuff up, friends? You really can't. You really can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden's put his hand on sexually assaulted woman's thigh at sexual assault events. Friends, this is just ludicrous. And this guy acts out in such a fashion for the world to see. And I want to tell you what the world sees. They see 325.7 million people stand back and allow this pervert to represent them. Okay? That's what they see, just so you know. You want to lose respect, friends, then tolerate this kind of stuff, because this guy is neck deep into it even now. On sonsoflibertymedia.com in Ohio, we have a Muslim dentist, Nasreen Zayed. Forgive me if my Arabic's off it a little bit, but it seems that it is Nasreen Zayed. She supports genocide of Jews, wants to torture Zionist patients. America, these people are in the United States. They somehow or another believe that they have a right to come into America and act out in such a fashion. Okay? Just for the record, just so you understand what's going on. They don't need help. They mean to conquer. And it's exactly how they're acting. They're acting out the very doctrines that you find in the Quran, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, New Zealand deputy, PM, Prime Minister under fire for claiming, listen carefully, Muslim communities in New Zealand have militant underbelly. Now, I got to say this because this thought comes to my aid even now. Someone just sent out a bunch of pictures that came across the border with a bunch of migrants from the Middle East. And it was interesting because once they began to open up their trailers to find all their furniture, you know what they found, Americans? They found that there was arsenal that belonged to military inside of the furniture itself. Now, for the record, I wanted to say what's happening here. People are trying to figure out where the FBI is, and I can tell you where the FBI is, and not all of them, friends, but the bad guys, the higher-ups. I can tell you where the FBI is and where the CIA is, not all of them, but the higher-ups, friends. And I can tell you where these other agencies are that have been created after September 11th. They're targeting people like you. They're targeting people like me that believe in the Constitution, that we believe in God, and we're pro-life, and we're pro-Second Amendment. They're targeting people like you and I. That's where these agencies are at. And they're also giving cover to those that are coming in from the Middle East into the United States of America, into Germany, into France, into the UK, and on a global scale. These agencies that have been created to prevent terror are actually found guilty of aiding and abetting terrorists, friends. Just talk to Pamela Geller about that one, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about concerning that shooting that took place in Texas, Garland, Texas, a couple years back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, state passes bill to seize guns based on entirely unchallenged accusations. That's it, with no due process. And keep in mind where that came from, friends. That came from Donald Trump when he said after the shooting that took place in Parkland, do you remember that he said just take their guns first, due process second? Does that sound like an American government, friends? Absolutely not. It sounds like a totalitarian government, does it not? Yes, and they act in such a fashion, and so does the media, that helps them every step of the way concerning their crimes that are committed against we the people. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, state passes bill to seize guns based on entirely unchallenged accusations with no due process. Now, for all you law-abiding citizens, keep in mind, all of these alleged, let me say it this way. These policies that they're passing to infringe upon your second right, you do need to understand that nobody ever gave them authority concerning the people that they're to serve. We never gave them authority to infringe upon our rights. So therefore, no longer, if it comes to door to door, no longer, friends, are they police. No longer, friends, are they there to enforce the law. No, they are now, and they have now become agents of the state, which it is illegal for them to go door to door. It is illegal for them, friends, to even violate or infringe upon your God-given rights, even in the smallest jot or tittle. You have a duty and an obligation before God and man to incite Article 2, Section 4, and remove them. You are responsible. You want resolve? You're sick and tired of what's taking place in your government, friends? Then begin to deal with a guilty party. I don't care if it's the president. I don't care if it's the Supreme Court justices. Again, I don't know where the American people have been led to believe that the Supreme Court justice, they sit there for life. Who told you that? Read Article 3, Section 1. If they violate good behavior, they are to be removed, and they can be charged for transgressing the Constitution that they themselves are to uphold. Okay? Let's stick to the law. We want answers here, right? Then let's stick to the law, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com, list of major corporations who oppose your right to keep and bear arms. You want the definition of fascism, America? Here you have it. Look at the corporations. It's an alliance of hell. It's an alliance from hell, friends. It's a conspiracy. There's no question about it. It's a conspiracy. They go hand in glove. And the Bible tells me, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. And if you read Isaiah 28, verse 18, it also tells us that their covenant of hell and their covenant of death shall be disannulled. Look at to the history of people that act in such a fashion. And I want to remind you as well, in inserting this into this conversation, governments are destroyed because the people allow their representatives to do the very things that they're doing today to you in America. Governments are destroyed this way. Countries are destroyed this way, just so you know. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I want to let you know we're going to be coming right back, and we're going to be talking about the Minnesota House bill and what they're attempting to pass right now by giving driver's license to illegals. Amnesty, friends. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
97-year-old Ernest Fritz Hollings, the former South Carolina Democratic governor who helped shepherd that state through desegregation and went on to serve six terms in the Senate, has died. A family spokesman says Hollings passed away early this morning. He was the eighth longest-serving senator in U.S. history. President Trump's personal lawyer on Friday asserted Mr. Trump's right as a citizen to keep his tax returns private and told the Treasury Department not to hand the returns over to House Democrats. CNN legal analyst Shan Wu.
If I were representing the president, I might try to make some kind of an argument along the lines of the president's returns are different than other people's returns. It could be very disruptive to the presidency, kind of like the argument they make that presidents shouldn't be sued civilly. I think you could make such an argument, but the assortment of issues that he puts forward in the letter, it appears to be a shotgun approach.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Bradley Dean here, broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, getting ready for our Canton, Ohio events on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Canton, Ohio. Go to Occupy2019.com. I don't know that there's any more tickets available, but you can go ahead and check. That's my understanding. It's going to be a packed house from this point on. And I know that the room was limited as well. I think it's in the hundreds. Again, Occupy2019. Hopefully we'll see you there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I need to interject John Adams and a quote that he had given back in the 1800s. Actually, he said it the 2nd of October, 1780, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at it even now. And John Adams, a letter to Jonathan Jackson, and the works of John Adams, Volume 9, page 511, to be exact, he said, we're going to carry this into the conversation. He said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Now, with that said, while the American people are diverted as to what's going on, all eyes on the southern border, keep in mind that throughout the United States, several states have been handing out, friends, driver's license for immigrants in the country illegally. Okay? The person responsible for this is President Donald Trump to enforce the immigration laws. Okay? people are all caught up into the little game that the right and the left play that we were warned about concerning the greatest political evil under our Constitution by the second president of the United States of America. Is it not interesting how the right blames the left and the left blames the right? But who loses almost every single time? Or who loses incrementally your freedoms over and over and over again? The people do. How come nothing ever happens to those that are violating the law concerning the left's accusations against the right and the right's accusations against the left? Here, let me show you how this works, okay? Minnesota House votes to allow driver's license for immigrants in the country illegally. They post a picture of one of these criminals that is advocating for a bill that violates federal law. It's 8 U.S. Code 1324, and the bill is called, friends, listen carefully, the bill is called Bringing In and Harboring Certain Aliens, okay? Now, with that said, the picture shows the criminal with his thumbs up. They take a real tight picture of people that are advocating that the illegals can come in and get their license. This is the picture. This is how they sell it, okay? The Democratic-led Minnesota House voted Friday to give immigrants the ability to get driver's license even if they are in the country illegally. Just think about that. They're giving license to them. They're alluring illegals to come into the United States of America. And don't doubt me for one moment, friends. They are literally handing over your country to illegals. If you don't lawfully deal with those that are conspiring, because this is conspiracy, this is the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, against we the people. They're tearing down the Constitution and attempting to recreate in their own ungodly image, friends. They are unlawfully doing this, which makes them outlaws, which makes them criminals. Until we get this speech into our vernacular and actually act upon it, nothing's going to change concerning these criminals that are advocating bills like this one. Immigrants, whether they are documented or undocumented, notice how they want to change the vernacular instead of illegal, they want to call them undocumented. We're being told by Majority Leader Ryan Winkler, the Golden Valley, a Democrat, friends, he said that immigrants, whether they are documented or are undocumented, are Minnesotans. No, they are not. He goes on, he said it's time that we helped take away the shadow of not having a driver's license. Okay? The 74-52 vote was a victory for the DFL House Majority and Democratic Governor Tim Walz, who wants a sanctuary state, by the way. And the person standing behind this bill that wants to enforce this bill, his name is Keith Ellison, who swore in on the CRAN. And before he was mysteriously voted in as the Attorney General of the United States of America, also keep in mind, in the state of Minnesota, there is massive voter fraud that is being detected even as we speak now. And there's massive investigations going on. And, of course, this will all be swept under the rug because the people will settle for it. And that's the only reason it's going to be swept under the rug. Okay? Getting caught up here. He's the one that's going to enforce this. Tim Walz, who said, we have it, he said, we have it that we've made it a top priority for this session, but it faces strong opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate, where some conservatives see it as an invitation to illegal immigration and possibly even fraudulent voting. Of course. Of course that's what it's leading to. I want to tell you this too, friends. In the state of Minnesota, when Tim Walz brought forth his state talk, not State of the Union, but his Minnesota state talk to the members of the House and the Senate, also keep in mind they started off with a Muslim prayer in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. So if you think for one moment that this isn't what it's about, let me also tell you that it was Keith Ellison just in the state of Minnesota. This applies all across the board, friends. It applies all across the boards. Keith Ellison said he wanted 300% more Muslim Somalians to come in to the state of Minnesota. Now, are we all going to stand back and play the fool and act that this was not all pre-planned? And then on top of it, they also insert into the chief police, friends, a sodomite? Does anybody know the history of how this works? They always have to use those scoundrels. They always have to use those demoralized people so they can control them. Read 1 Kings 13, 33 and 31, not in that order. You will see that kings, corrupt kings, always appointed corrupt individuals, subordinates, in position to maintain his power. It's what's happening today, friends. Senate Bill Ingebrigtsen, Republican, okay, we're led to believe this is a good guy in Alexandria, said the proposal would set forth a dangerous precedent and undermine our current laws. Okay, it undermines our current laws. Then guess what? If it runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, America, it's null and void. The only reason that they're getting away with what they're getting away with is because you, the people, are allowing them to do it. And when I say that you're adding strength to tyranny, it's now to the point where they're literally handing off licenses to illegals and they're alluring them into the United States of America to hand your country off to these people. Is that not what's happening? You better bet your bottom dollar it's exactly what's happening. This is criminal behavior. Now, with that said, and I'll pick this up in a moment again, I called my local senator immediately when I found out about this, and I said, hey, I got a question for you. And I was jacked. Youth talk, I was mad. I said to him instantly, I said, you want to tell me what's going on down there? He said, the first thing he said to me, and he knew who I was. He knew exactly who I was. He said to me, Bradley, he goes, I just want to let you know that, you know, Keith Ellison isn't for us and neither is Tim Walz. And I said, wait a second. Did they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God? Well, yeah. Then I said, I don't care what Tim Walz, his opinion is. I don't care. With all due respect to the laws that we have that keep us free on the backs of those that sacrificed their all to give it to us, I said, I don't care what Keith Ellison has to say, and personally, I don't care what position he has. And I said, furthermore, you know that he is there by fraudulent means. Of course he is, said the senator. I said, sir, I said, we are ruled by law in this country. We are not ruled by their opinions. I said to my senator, I said, this is criminal activity. I brought him to Article 2, Section 4. I brought him to Article 3, Section 3. He said, this is what the local senator said. He said, we need a third party to intervene. He said, we need people to hold these said representatives accountable for their actions concerning the bills that they're implementing. Because I'd asked them the question, I said, where is it that they're deriving their authority, because it's not from we the people, to hand our country over to a bunch of foreigners that mean to come in illegally? If they cannot come in legally, we don't want them here. We don't want them here. So why has it happened? Why is it happening? Because the American people, again, are led to believe that your said representatives can do this kind of stuff. No, they cannot, according to law. Now, taking it a step further, I talked to several attorneys as well. Three of them. I talked to one attorney. He's a constitutional attorney out of Washington, D.C. He's been to the Supreme Court, and he's won every single time. I sent him this bill that they're trying to pass in the state of Minnesota. Keep in mind, friends, this is happening all over the United States of America under your noses while the right's playing games with the left concerning circus of politics while you lose. Is it by design? You better know it's all by design. Because if this passes, Donald's only going to blame the Democrats. And you know what? If it doesn't, then the Democrats are going to blame the Republicans. And behind closed doors, friends, they're the ones pushing these bills forward together. Not in every given situation, but the fact of the matter is, if it wasn't true, then why is it going forward? It's the President of the United States of America. It's his job to enforce immigration laws. And the attorney out of Washington, D.C. said that he's sitting on his hands concerning the President of the United States of America, and he said, don't expect much from this guy. Did you hear that, Trumpites? He said, don't expect much from this guy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Thank you for Top Chat. I appreciate you guys' feedback. Got some good conversations going there. If you're watching us live, again, we're broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and we're getting ready. We're ramping up right now to do an event in Ohio, Canton, Ohio, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe it sold out, but you can still double-check if you would like. It is Occupy 2019. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can do so. If you'd like to jump over on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, you can watch me live, and you can see that on Top Chat right there. They're going back and forth, and we're inciting some good conversations, and people need to become aware of what's taking place here rather than being sold a bill of goods. And when you find out that the bill of goods that's being sold by this administration and the media, which are working hand in glove by warring the left against the right and the right against the left, what's happening under your noses, friends, they are being allured in, if it's not through mayors, felons masquerading as mayors, which I've highlighted several years ago concerning what was coming down the pike here, and now we're dealing with it again. And I'm not here to say I told you so, friends, but guess what? I did tell you so because I'm sticking to the word. History repeats itself. If you're not willing to learn from history, well, this is what happens. If you want to know how to project the future, then know what your history is, what to avoid, what to do, and what not to do. And I can strongly suggest not to depart wickedly from a living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in Jesus' name. We're talking about right now Minnesota House votes to allow driver's license for immigrants in the country illegally. Friends, do you realize that every single one of them that voted for this, the vote was 74 to 52. Do you realize that there's 74 people in the House that have committed the act of treason against we the people? And now I'm going to go over to Article 6, Section 2. And I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? Because this is a direct confliction with our laws, what they're doing in the state of Minnesota. Okay, listen carefully. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. By what? They shall be bound by the United States Constitution. Okay? Those that represent we the people can't stand back and play the activists, friends. They don't have a lawful right in doing so. As a matter of fact, in the state of Iowa, we had a couple judges that thought they were going to go ahead and play the activists concerning the sodomite agenda in that state, and the people rose up and kicked them both out. Okay, that's exactly what needs to happen. The American people need to send the message. America, if you love your freedom, you need to stand up and fight for it. Okay? Because if you lose your rights, you forfeited them through inaction. There is no in-betweenites. Going back to Article 6, U.S. Constitution, Section 2, okay? The United States Constitution is under the authority of the United States, and the judge, and not in that order, forgive me, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. In other words, it's null and void. Did you know concerning the Minnesota House votes to allow driver's license for immigrants in the country illegally? Did you know that Keith Ellison and Tim Walz also want to impose a fine of up to $10,000 if you dare question anybody's legal standing in the state of Minnesota? So let me ask you, are you going to allow 74 people and the attorney general and the governor of the state to hand your country or to your state, by the way, your forefathers used to call their states their country. But with that said, are you going to allow them, America, on a nationwide basis to hand off your country to a bunch of foreigners that are coming in illegally? And again, let me lay to your candor, does that not reflect the people that are voting in favor to bring in illegals? And again, the reason they're doing that is because they don't have the support. Everything that these people do is premised on a lie. Folks, any dictatorship of the past or in the present, it's always premised on a lie, okay? Let me go back to this. The 74-52 vote was a victory for the DFL House Majority and Democratic Governor Tim Walz, who made it his top priority for this session. Okay, why would it be his top priority to hand your state off, Minnesota? And I'm talking to several other states as well. Paul Gazelka from Nisswa, Republican, has called the chances that this bill would pass his chamber small. Okay? The Minnesota Voters Alliance and other conservative groups that favor stricter voter ID laws have cast the measure as part of a liberal effort to undermine the integrity of elections. Of course it is. We already know there's major voter fraud going on in the state of Minnesota. A charge that the DFL lawmakers denied. See the battle that they create between the right and the left? It's all circus of politics, friends. Minnesota has no photo ID requirements at polling stations, and the licenses mandated in the House bill would carry explicit warnings that they can't be used for voting. Immigrants, regardless of their status, previously were able to obtain license in Minnesota if they could pass the driver's test and buy insurance. Why? Why are they being allured, America? That changed in 2003 amid heightened security measures taken across the nation in response to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The House bill would restore that right. Friends, They don't have a right to violate the law, period. Going back to my conversation with my attorney friend out of Washington, D.C., who has been to the Supreme Court several times. He's won every single time. He said of the President of the United States of America, he said he's sitting on his hands. He's doing nothing about it. If people want to know the responsible party to enforce the immigration laws and put a stop to all of this across the boards, why hasn't the President put his foot down on this? Okay, this is a constitutional authority. This is the constitutional authority, friends. If you're putting your hope in the President of the United States of America, you better keep in mind what I've said for a long, long time, friends, since the very beginning of his incumbency. And this is the truth of the matter. What he says and what he does are two different stories, period. And where he does do good things, friends, it's only to keep up pretenses, nothing more, nothing less. You judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Is that what you're doing? Or are you judging me because you like him better than you like the truth? You know what's sad about it is they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. And shame on people that refuse to walk in the light, period. You hold fast to deceit, and you live in under a deceptive bubble, and sooner or later, this is going to creep up on you, and you're going to be completely overtaken, and then you're going to remember that lone voice in the wilderness crying out, saying to you, I told you so, I told you so. In Minnesota, let me say this, I've been on the radio for 17 years in Minnesota alone. You want to go back and record where you can tell me what I've said and shared, where I have been wrong in what I've said? No, you can't. And that's why many of you despise me, because you know I'm telling you the truth, and it's not my truth, it's the Word of God. Okay? The bottom line here, friends, is we have representatives in the state of Minnesota that are committing the act of treason. We have a governor committing the act of treason. We have a, in no surprise here, but we have an attorney general committing the act of treason. Okay? Now, you need to let that sink in so you can understand the severity of what I'm trying to share with you right now. This is the 13th state in the nation to provide licenses to residents. By the way, I also want to say the Star and Tribune, it's a communist, it's a propaganda outlet, and everybody calls it in Minnesota the Red Star. But it's interesting how they continuously read the lies. I'm exposing the lies. And what I want you to hear is how they wrote this article in such a fashion as to deceive the people into believing that it's already passed. No, it is not. No, it is not. They're poisoning the people incrementally. They're empowering foreigners incrementally to overtake your state. This will be the 13th state in the United States of America that has been handed off to give licenses to illegals. And you better know, friends, that this is all about amnesty. This is about handing off. This is about them coming in, allure them in, give them free everything, bring in cloven piven, friends, break the system, put them on welfare, break the financial system you're collapsing within America, and this is all by design, okay? But with that said, friends, we need to awake as to what's going on here. Supporters of this bill say the change will lead to safer roads by having criminals come in and get licenses, friends, and let the estimated 95,000 immigrants who are in Minnesota illegally live and work with dignity. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is an oxymoron, friends. This is like the devil trying to call for good, right?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.